On a January morning in 2009, I found my 23-year-old son Ketan dead, lying in his bed. The day before, he had outpatient knee surgery and came home groggy but apparently doing fine. Ketan had struggled with his weight, and the autopsy showed a slightly enlarged heart that must have gone into arrhythmia and failed. But why? He was active, strong, so young. My sister raised the question, could he have first stopped breathing, causing his heart to fail? Anyone who ever heard the sounds my son made when he slept was sure he must have sleep apnea, a common condition that causes sleeping people to stop breathing and gasp for air. But Ketan always refused to be tested for it. And then I remembered that he came home from the hospital complaining that the recovery room nurses told him he had sleep apnea. My sister, who lives in Maine, heard that special measures are being taken there for surgery patients with sleep apnea. She organized a meeting at the hospital to explore the issue with her nephew's doctors. 4 months later, I received a letter from the orthopedic surgeon. He and the anesthesiologist are working to establish a new hospital protocol for sleep apnea patients. Spinal anesthetics rather than general anesthesia, nerve blocks for pain rather than drugs that depress breathing, patients monitored overnight or sent home to family members who will be told to have them sleep in an upright position. As I've struggled to accept the loss of my vibrant young son, I've tried to imagine a lasting memorial to him. So here it is, the possibility that others would survive because of what happened to him. What better memorial? Ketan always wanted to do work that would save people's lives. With a perspective, this is Jennifer Chinlund.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.